Hi, this is Paul Puckett. Welcome back to Getting There. I'm happy to be back. It's been a busy couple of weeks. Last week, I replayed the previous show, which I really wanted to make sure everybody heard. This is another one of those shows inspired by a pleasant experience I had Monday evening as I was a guest on Aimed to Purpose, a show on Global Voice Radio that's been around for a few years, hosted by Louise Hicks and her son, Kenan Wesley Mason. They do a great show about Aimed to Purpose. What is your purpose? What are you aiming for? What are you working on? What are you not working on that maybe you should be? Today's show is going to have a lot of music, and the reason for the lot of music is music to me is a language in and of itself. It's a language that communicates at a level beyond just the lyrics and just the words. Before we play that, part of the inspiration, why did I miss last week's show? Well, this show is entirely put on by me. And last Wednesday morning, as I took my customary trip to the coffee shop, Harry looked over when I turned the key because the car did not do anything. You know, I thought, great, starter, something pricey, who knows? Well, I went to Advance Auto and they checked the battery, and it turned out the battery was fine. So now I know I've got an expensive problem. So I know of a very good mechanic. And I called Doug over at BBS Radio and I said, replay last week's show because I'm quite certain I'm going to be canceling everything today and waiting for my car. You know, mechanics are like investment advisors and other professions where sometimes we are asked to fix things and sometimes we can, sometimes we can't, and sometimes if we're good at what we do, we let our client know, you don't need to do anything. There's nothing broken. Why fix something that's not broken? Now, finding professionals who have the confidence level to tell you that, I mean, I walked in and said, I need a new starter, maybe more. Check it out for me, would you? It turned out it was a cracked battery cable for the negative side of the battery that was basically shorting every now and then as it wasn't making the connection. Total cost of the battery cable, $27. I said, you might as well go ahead and clean the air filter and do an oil change. And at the end of the day, I paid $83.38. Certainly not the hundreds of dollars I was anticipating. So it's important when you work with professionals to know that they have the confidence in what they do, the honesty and the ethics to let you know, hey, there's no reason for you to write a big check today. If it's not broke, don't fix it. So at any rate, I had the pleasure of being on Aimed to Purpose with Louise Hicks and Ken and Wesley Mason, and it made me think about the responsibility I feel and the purpose of this show in helping you not only answer questions, but know what those questions are. So the first piece of music I'm going to play today, I've played on the show before, one of my favorite groups growing up and still, Alan Parsons. And he raises the issue of there are no answers, only questions. While agreeing with the theme of that thought, because sometimes it seems like there's no answers, I have a slightly different spin. Let's discuss it right after the song.
Some of us laugh, some of us cry, some of us lay back, watch the world go by. Some of us fear, some of us hate, some of us won't wake up till it's too late. The distance between us is a mystery to us all. The difference between us is so small. There are no answers, only questions. And we're all strangers to the truth. But in my mind's eye, I have found the reason why. And I carry the burden of the proof. Why Why do we fight? Why do we fall? Why do we stand there, backs against the wall? Why don't we change? Why don't we try? Why don't we turn round, help the other guy? The distance between us is a mystery to us all. The difference between us is so small. There are no answers, only questions, and we're all strangers to the truth. But in my mind's eye, I have found the reason why, and I carry the burden of the proof. And I carry the burden of the proof.
And that was Alan Parsons, There Are No Answers, Only Questions, from the Vulture Culture album. I'm sorry. I love Alan Parsons. But, you know, there's a couple things I want you to notice about the song itself, the lyrics themselves. Some of us laugh, some of us cry, some of us lay down and watch the world go by. We're all different, aren't we? We are. And there are no answers, there are only questions, applies to the group as a whole, all of us. I think the meaning behind that is if you want the answer to the questions, you've got to look within yourself. Because your answer to that question may be different than mine, and that's okay. As a matter of fact, it's the way it's supposed to be. If we were all identical, how boring would things be and how unsafe? You know, in investing, diversification is important. Well, you know what? Maybe the creator of the planet or whatever beliefs you have about how we all got here was smart enough to realize if everybody was identical, then if anybody makes a mistake, we all would probably make the same mistake. Poof, there goes humanity. I realize it's an election year and there are plenty of stories you're hearing right now about poof, there goes humanity. But here's what's interesting. You know, sometimes when you talk to people, you find yourself saying something you haven't thought of before, you haven't at least verbalized before. And particularly, you know, if the people you're speaking with are really listening to you and asking you, well, what do you mean by that? Maybe you've never had to explain something you've said. And it makes you think, which is healthy. So as I was chatting with Louise Hicks and Ken and Wesley Mason on Aimed to Purpose, Kenan had made a comment that was dead on target, and it's related to money, so let's at least cover a money topic today as we sort of dive into what I hope this show helps you do is take a moment or more and look within yourself for things that maybe you just haven't dealt with. Yes, all of us have things we have to deal with, and some of us have already dealt with most of them, but I'm convinced from birth until ultimately we pass away, we all have something to deal with. And so, you know, we need to develop a process to deal with things. Now, when I say develop a process, some of you, engineers, architects, people with logical minds, might actually write down a process. What I really mean is, however it is that we deal with our own issues individually, you need to do that. It's important. So the goal of this show overall is to make sure money doesn't get in the way of you being yourself. But today I want to make the point that your investment return is directly tied to how balanced you are in your own life. I want to say that again. Your investment return, I'm going to say it differently, but I'm going to say it again. Your investment return reflects where you are in your life. Think about that for just a second. Why? Why would it do that? Well, because you're sending out a message to the people around you, to the universe, to whoever, of what you expect. And that expectation may be based on anger that you developed over the years about something you never dealt with. It may be based in reality. It may be based from a balanced perspective, which is what I recommend. so that when you make decisions, they're easy to make. You do what you need to do to get the information you need. You make the decision, and then you execute that decision. That doesn't mean kill the decision. You do what you decided to do and move on and have fun. That is possible. I know at least one of you is shaking your head, but it is possible. So what I popped out with on the show that I hadn't really thought of is Kennan made the comment. I said you need to spend less than you earn. All of us need to spend less than we earn. Now, people that know me well might say, Paul, have you always spent less than you earn? No. So happens I'm human. Shocking, huh? But I have seen what happens when you spend more than you earn for any length of time. And I know when I bump into people who are wealthy, they either made so much money they couldn't possibly spend it, they do exist, or they were very disciplined in the early years. And they spent less than they earned. As a matter of fact, some people, when they retire, have trouble spending money because they never spent it while they were working. They feel like they shouldn't. That's a different issue. We'll have a show to deal with that. There are some interesting solutions to do that. So the other thing I popped out with was, you know, maybe spending less than you earn is exactly what we need to do, because I've used that phrase myself. And actually, the phrase Kennan used was live below your means. And that got me to thinking, that sounds like a negative, doesn't it? Live below your means. Now, it doesn't change the accuracy. That is exactly what you need to do. If you're listening to me and you don't currently have money and you're struggling, as hard as it is to do, you need to spend less than you earn. You need to live below your means. But, you know, because I'm sitting there with two creative people from Aim to Purpose on Global Voice Radio who are trying to help their listeners make progress, it suddenly occurred to me, spend less than you earn sounds negative. Maybe what we need to do is redefine our means. So let me walk you through that real quick. This is the only financial segment of the show. Since we're moving into a financial portion of the show, might as well do the disclosure. This is Paul Puckett. I'm an investment advisor representative of Q1 Advisors based in Virginia Beach, Virginia, serving clients in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. I am also an insurance agent, independent, in serving clients in Florida and Virginia. Anything I say on this show about investing, or pretty much anything else, is intended to make you think. It's intended to make you consider whether that applies to you or not. It should not be taken as specific advice. That's specific, not Pacific Ocean. Sometimes it sounds wrong on the radio. Okay, so that's who I am. Redefine your means. Okay, the problem starts when it comes to spending more than you earn. At least it did for me. When you get your first job. Now, why would that happen? Well, I used the example of $24,000 on the show. I probably should adjust that dollar amount. So we're going to make it $36,000. You get your first job. You've gotten out of college and you get a job, or you've gotten out of high school and you start working. And, you know, maybe you've done some part-time gigs and all that, but finally somebody offers you a full-time job. You have a career now. And they tell you, you know, hey, Paul, we would like to hire you to be whatever, and we'll pay you $36,000 a year. And you're very happy. You've been working part-time trying to make ends meet, and all of a sudden you're going to be getting $36,000 a year. That's $3,000 a month. Awesome. So you tell them how much you're looking forward to working for their company, and, you know, can't wait for that first day to start. Now, before you start that job, it does occur to you, I've been putting off some things. Now that I know I'm going to be getting $3,000 a month, I don't have to live where I'm currently living. I can afford to spend more on an apartment. I can afford to have my rent go up. And you know that car? That's not going to be the right car to drive when I've got this new job and I've got $3,000 a month coming. So in your mind, you are working with what number per month? 3,000. And so you go out and you increase the cost of your rent. You buy some clothes for the new job. You go out and get that car, and not just any car, a car that reflects your new job. You get to work. You're all excited about your new car, your new clothes, whatever else you bought, plus your new place. Life is good. You get paid twice a month. Half of $3,000 a month is $1,500. And that first paycheck comes. It's not going to be $1,500. You've got income tax withholding. Definitely federal. I live in Florida, so there wouldn't be state. But for those of you who live in states that have an income tax, you have state withholding. You have Social Security. You have FICA. You probably have some cost to your benefits package. They're usually not free anymore. So you've got the cost of your health insurance and other benefits you get through the job. Maybe you elected, as you should, to contribute to your 401k. Maybe they do a match of 3%. So you decided to contribute 3% of your pay, and all of a sudden, instead of $1,500, you're getting like $11 or $1,150. And at that moment, it suddenly crosses your mind, but I thought I was going to have $3,000 a month, and I based my rent, my car payment, and all the money I spent before I got here on a number I'm not actually getting. So here is how you redefine your means. This is a suggestion. Millennials, if you haven't gotten a job yet, this is something you should listen to, take note of. Parents of millennials, you might want to mention this to them. Hey, Paul, we got a position we would love to have you start in. We'll do all the training. We think you'd be very good in this position. We're going to pay you $36,000 a year. The proper response is, thank you. I am really looking forward to working with this company. Could you do me a favor and tell me what my net paycheck will be, assuming I contribute to the 401k and everything else, so that I can begin planning my budget? Because what you're probably going to find out is a $36,000 a year job is really maybe a $28,000 take-home pay. Find out before you start. Work your budget around that number, and then if you really want to redefine your means properly, don't forget to save 10% first. Save 10% or more first to build up your emergency fund, to build up your assets. If you do that when you're starting out in your career, you will be so far ahead of everybody else, you have no idea. If you've already started working, most of you have, that are listening to the show, it's not too late. No, I'm serious, it's not. You need to take a look and readjust your mentality to thinking about making less money. Now, for some of you listening, and for all of you actually, for some of you, what I just told you, gee, I wish I'd thought of that. Man, that makes me mad. I didn't know that. And for some of you, you're dealing with things that you are not dealing with things that you're holding inside, and it makes you angry. Well, one of the things I love about this show is I look for music that fits whatever I'm speaking about. So I've never heard of the band Audioslave. You may have. I haven't. Let's play a song that's a little angry, because sometimes we get angry. So, you know, that's okay, isn't it? This group is Audioslave. As I said, I've never heard of them. You know, maybe sometimes we feel like somebody should tell us how to live. Well, maybe we wouldn't like it if they tell us how to live, but maybe we think that way. This is from the official music video on YouTube. Audioslave, show me how to live.
This radio station was named Audioslave in honor of the last American heroes to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when it's gonna stop, but who is gonna stop them.
We'll be right back.
And that was Audio Slave, Show Me How to Live. If you watch the official music video, you will find the ending to be slightly disturbing. Crashing and Burning is probably not, sorry I spoiled it, the solution to learning how to live your life. And maybe instead of saying, show me how to live, you should make that decision on how you wish to live on your own. That's what I'm recommending. But for those of you who might be angry at me suggesting that, or who have anger you don't even know you have, and you'd like somebody to tell you how to live, no, 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 look in the mirror. The person in that mirror is the one to show you how to live. So let's switch it a little upbeat here. We're talking about redefining your means. I really like that phrase. It's the first time I ever popped out with it. Thank you, Kenan, out there for heading the conversation in a direction that made me come up with that phrase, because I think it goes way beyond just your means. How about redefining yourself? See, here's the thing about where we live in this universe of ours. The rules, some of them are hardcore, all right? The law of gravity. It's not even a rule, it's a law. But some of the rules we live by are implied. It's things we learned that may or may not be accurate. Why don't you take a minute sometime, a series of minutes, and look at the things that you believe about investing, about everything, and make sure they're what you want them to be. And if not, redefine them. Redefine who you are. Maybe you start not by looking at little small things, but start by looking at who would you like to be? Define it. And then anything that doesn't match up to who you want to be, redefine. Because as I've told my kids since the second they were born, you can be anything you want to be. We've talked about on the show before, their response as they got older was, hey, Dad, doesn't that apply to you? Well, it applies to everybody listening to this show as well. Got a little bit more music to cram into this show because, again, I feel like music gives sort of a different language. So I'd like you to take a listen to Colby Calais, Try.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off. This is what you want to belong so they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Shopping on at the mall, max your credit cards, you don't have to choose, buy it all so they like you. Do they like you? Wait a second, why should you care what they think of you when you're all alone by yourself? Do you like you? Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard. You don't give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to bend until you break. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. Try, 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 try. You don't have to 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 try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try. 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 Your makeup off, let your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? 'Cause I like you.
A great song by Colby Calais, Try. I first got a Colby Calais album, well, CD, from Starbucks, thanks to both of my daughters. And love her stuff. You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. For some reason, Colby Calais thinks that's important and repeated it four times. You don't have to change a single thing for anybody else. But for you, maybe you need to. Don't you? Maybe. Occasionally. Take a look. I want to encourage you to do that, and I want to draw a connection. I mentioned this, but maybe I should draw the connection. Here's the problem: if you're not who you really are, if you're being somebody else, that got forced on you by your parents, your friends, your peers, whatever. You got to find yourself for things to click and for things to work. And that's why, and I'm sure if I were to put this in advertising material for my firm, the firm I work with, Q1 Advisors, some regulator somewhere would say, exactly how does that work? It sounds like you're promising people a higher rate of return if they find themselves. It doesn't work that way. And the regulator would probably be right. Hey, you're going to have millions of dollars if you find yourself. Well, maybe you will, maybe you won't. That's not the issue. Maybe you don't want millions of dollars. Some people do, some people don't. Maybe you'd prefer to have a life than work 80-hour weeks or whatever is necessary for you to get to that stage. So figure out who you are, why don't you? Get up, get up, get up. Don't change a single thing unless it's something you think you need to change. It connects. There's a show that I enjoyed. It only had four episodes. The author of the books it was based on was Douglas Adams, a science fiction writer from Britain, who wrote some really, really cool books. And one of the short stories he wrote is about a holistic detective agency run by a fellow by the name of Dirk Gently. And in the show, it's intended to be humorous and funny, but there's also a point behind it. No matter what happens, no matter what Dirk Gently bumps into as he tries to solve whatever, he's a private investigator, as he tries to solve somebody's problem, find their cat, whatever, all the completely, seemingly unconnected things that he bumps into, he ends up always with this big chart on the wall with lots of lines and post-it notes showing how everything is connected. What if it is? That's why I say finding yourself and knowing yourself is not only going to give you a happier life and maybe a life doing the things that you want to do, but hey, it might affect other things too, including how well you do from an investing standpoint. Balanced living, knowing who you are, results in better decisions. Period, end of story. Better decisions when it comes to your portfolio are likely to give you a better rate of return. You're less likely to, well, do something dumb. Let's take a brief break, and then we're going to come back for a few more songs and commentary. Hi, this is Paul Puckett. As you may know, I love coffee.
My friends would tell you I don't love coffee. It's an obsession, and not just any coffee. Espresso. If you're in the Bradenton area, one of the jewels of Bradenton is Old Main Street, and you'll find a coffee shop, B-Town Coffee, with a great alley and awnings and fans to keep you cool in the summer and in the shade, free Wi-Fi, and quite frankly, the best hot dog in town. Stop by. You'll enjoy B-Town Coffee.
You didn't think you were going to get through an entire show without me sipping espresso and letting you have a reminder of if you're ever in the Bradenton area. I'm not kidding you. It is the best hot dog. I got to start watching those. You know, I lost a boatload of weight a few years ago, and I put a few back on. Blood sugar is still under control, for those of you wondering. Yes, you can address type 2 diabetes without drugs. You just have to redefine who you are. In my case, gluten is the trigger. Well, you know, hot dogs come in a bun, and the bun has gluten, so I really don't have them that often. But, man, they're great hot dogs. Redefine your diet, and you redefine your blood sugar level, unless you have type 1 diabetes, in which case, let's just hope and pray and maybe contribute money to finding a cure for that and other autoimmune diseases that, you know, let's bring that up for a second. The two primary problems, if you do everything else right, that can destroy your portfolio, you don't exactly have a lot of control over. The first one you have a little bit, that's called divorce. Divorce is a financial statement killer. It just is. Now, does that mean you should stay in a really bad marriage? No. Does that mean if it's a good marriage for you, but maybe your partner doesn't feel that way, that you should like handcuff them or something? I know what you're thinking. Don't, you know, this is kids might listen to this show. No. Sometimes things like that just happen. Irreconcilable differences, whatever. But the other one that you really have very little control over is chronic health issues. Rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, lupus, multiple sclerosis. There's a boatload of them out there, and some of them have onset ages that aren't childhood. They're not 20s, maybe 30s. Some of them, though, have onset in 40s and 50s. And there you are in the prime of your career, and all of a sudden, you don't feel good. They affect your ability to earn. They affect your ability to go to work. Ultimately, they affect your lifespan. One day, maybe we'll have cures for those things. But while we don't, they can be a huge, huge impact. They can have a huge impact on your finances. All right, so redefining yourself. I'm really liking that concept. Why should we let anybody else define who we are? I mean, the one thing you control is yourself. Let's repeat it again because it's worth repeating. Keep in mind, whatever the past is, it's already happened. You have absolutely no power there. The future's not here yet, so don't have any power there. Our only power is here in the present to take action that we think we should take, or maybe we have to take. You know, there are some things you have to do in your job that, as long as it's not against your own belief system, you know, your boss wants you to spend the weekend going through a boatload of paperwork, and you'd rather do something else, but you do it because you'd like to keep your job. But at the same time that you can't do anything in the past, you can redefine it. You can take a look at your past and say, you know what? I didn't realize I never dealt with that thing, whatever it is. And you can redefine that experience and let it go. Now, I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. Just from personal observation, personal experience, everything else, none of us make it all the way through childhood into adulthood without carrying something. Well, okay, if you're the one that did, good for you. But most of the rest of us are human beings. I think it's the part of the process. So keep in mind, you have the power to define and redefine anything, including who you are. I guess like Audio Slave, you should just be yourself. That was Audio Slave, Be Yourself, which closes with some very solid advice. The song, not the show, we're not done yet. The song closes with, you may win or lose, but to be yourself is all that you can do. To be yourself is all that you can do. And that's what I'm going to ask you to think about doing, is being yourself, redefining who you are, taking a look at those things that maybe you currently are that aren't you. Yes, that includes your finances. But, you know, another thing that you should know, money is not your life, or at least it shouldn't be. You've heard me say that before. Money is not really a part of your life. You know, none of the world's religions combine money with, you know, your spiritual life, your personal life, your social life, your work life, your physical health, whatever. Money is sort of left off the table. And, you know, I used to think there must be a way to incorporate money as a part of your life, your money life. I actually thought of a book, Your Money Life. And I thought about that, and I thought, you know, if I was writing a book for carpenters, would I write a book called Your Hammer Life? Because a hammer is a tool. It's not part. It's a tool. You use it to drive nails. Money is a tool. You might use money in every aspect of your life, even your spiritual life. Maybe you donate to your church, to charities, to help out those in need. So money might be a part of every part of your life, but it's a tool. That's all it is. Don't obsess. Don't obsess on money. It's just a tool. Seriously. I mean, you know it's the... Look, is money important? Yes. Is it critical? Yeah, to a certain degree it is. It provides security for all aspects of your life. Ultimately, when you retire, whatever it is you've managed to build up is what you will live on the rest of your life, plus Social Security. Should you depend on Social Security? I don't think it's ever going to go away, because I don't know how anybody would stay in office if they got rid of it. But I will tell you this, it is an increasingly big part of the federal budget, and it does need to be addressed. Sooner rather than later, we've been kicking that can down the road. But you know what? We don't get to make that decision except by, you know, who we elect, and we hope they will all come together and come up with a viable solution. At any rate, I don't believe you should rule out getting Social Security. I don't think it's going to die. But it may change. It may get reduced. The age to gain it may get older. So you've got to be yourself and plan for yourself and redefine not only your means, but yourself as well. You'll be happier even if you don't. Let's say I'm dead wrong. Hey, your investment return's not going to change one iota, but you'll still be happier. Happier people generally live balanced lives. They roll with the punches. They be themselves regardless of what anybody else thinks, and they end up doing better. They end up doing better, in my opinion, in making decisions about everything, including their investment portfolio. I want to fit in one last song. One last song. I'm probably going to mispronounce her name. My kids introduced me to her as well, I believe from an album at Starbucks. See, I'm dating myself. An album, a CD at Starbucks. You know, back in my day, there were big round vinyl things and 8-track tapes. But there's something that's required if you want to be yourself, if you want to redefine yourself. It's called bravery. You need to be brave, because some of the toughest things you will ever face in your life are in your own head. I'm sorry. I didn't put them there, did I? No reason to be angry about it. Redefine yourself. Kick that stuff out of your head. And to do that, like Sarah Bareilles says, you're going to need to be brave.
You can be amazing. You can turn a phrase into a weapon or a drug. Cast to be the backlash of somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you the way the words do when they
From the lyrics, let your words be anything but empty. Why don't you tell them the truth? Say what you want to say and let the words fall out. Honestly, I want to see you be brave with what you want to say. Let the words fall out. I want to see you be brave. Face the issues you need to face, not just talking about your money, but what's truly important, your life. Consider taking a break and looking at how you currently define yourself and the things that are in your life, and see if maybe it's time for a revision to your inner dictionary and redefine what needs to be redefined. I can tell you from a money standpoint, yes, it's just a tool, but it's important. And if you redefine your means, spend less than you earn, you'll be better off in retirement. If you're retired, look at your portfolio and see if maybe, just maybe, it needs to be redefined. Let's not let a single show pass without me saying, because you're probably in bond funds, and that's about to be a really, really bad idea. You'll know it is when you see interest rates start to rise. Well, as I've said before, this show is a money show that focuses on your life. And today, I think we sort of did that in the ratio that I try to attain. You know, life is important. Have a great week. Take a little time and think. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's worth taking a look at how I currently view the world and my portfolio and everything else, including yourself. But don't forget, somewhere in all of that, kick back, have some fun. Looking forward to next week's show. Until then, this is Paul Puckett with Getting There.